think, use a C harmonica for this instead of an F.
Oh, I thought we were playing the key of C.
We are playing the key of C.
But you think I should use a C? Okay.
I think so, because I think it's major. Or you could use a D.
Uh-huh.
And play like it's A minor.
D for down.
D for down.
So it'd be like you're in A minor. Let me hear that, see if that works. Yeah, that doesn't really work either. Try the C one.
Try C.
Because that one, it's not. Don't play it like blues. Like play it like major.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Try that. One. Yeah, I don't know enough about it, I guess. Cheryl will be able to help you with that.
So
that's a little tricky.
About the F.
She said play an F harmonica? Okay. I'm not sure if it's like you play some of it in a different position, but I don't really know how to do that. All I know is that what's happening in the song is you're going C, and then you're playing in A for a minute. And then you're in D minor for a second. And then you're back to C. That's back in A for a minute. So it's really not, it's blues, but it's like goes out of the key for
right.
Does some stuff that's a little.
Sounds like right. Cheryl, when Cheryl does those, it sounds like she's bending a ton of the notes.
Yeah, yeah. Probably she more. Probably is bending like every note.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm sure she is. Yeah.
She wants to get that, which is a G sharp. And then you gotta get a C sharp in this one. Now there's notes you could play that will fit. But you have to know which ones,
right?
So like the first chord, C works, right? And then the second chord, you can play either E or D, and that'll work. And in the third chord, you can play either G or E, and that'll work, right? But if you play any of the ones in between, you'll hit a note that doesn't fit.
Doesn't fit, right?
Right. But if you play. Play the A blues scale the whole time, it will work. So because, right?
Okay.
she having you play it D up to F as major or minor?
We're playing it as major.
It works either way. That's okay. I just